And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. With me are my co-host, Gerald Quigley.
Good morning, Jo.
Hello. And Sally Opermeter. Lovely to see you.
Hi, guys. Happy Sunday.
Oh, happy, happy Sunday. Now, Sal, we have spoken in the past about motivating ourselves to exercise, right? Mm. And for me, I really feel like sometimes things get complicated by so many different messages. You know, are we doing 30 minutes a day or can I do just 10? Do we need to go hard? Can it be gentle? Like, it's just such a complicated thing now when really we just need to move our bodies to stay healthy, right?
I couldn't agree more. And there's so many trendy kind of new things that come up. Then you're thinking, oh, should I be ditching this for something else? And sometimes things go against your particular style. You might like to exercise in a more kind of calm, slow way. And then everyone's like, no, it has to be high intensity. And you're like, oh, what's the point then? Should I just ditch it? And it's just a good reminder that just move.
So how do we uncomplicate it, though? Where do we start that to remove the pressure in having to exercise intensely and even whatever that means? So surely it's a personalised thing. You do what you can when you can and it's comfortable and enjoyable.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, there is still some benefit to weight training. I think it's important to say that because you do need to do weight-bearing exercise, but find what works for you. It's kind of, you know, that's pretty much it.
I think there's a skill these days in being able to blinker the messages out that are not relevant to you and go, you know, I'm listening to my own body, which isn't necessarily easy.
No, and those messages do come at you from so many different directions.
Including us, really.
Including us. we'd like to think
for everyone else, but just not us.
Hopefully we give a balanced perspective.
Yes, absolutely. Well, this morning we're joined by Victoria Little, a fitness instructor who gives us some tips on exercising and motivating ourselves. Her message is to make it like a work appointment. You turn up for work, you should do the same for exercise. I know you're a subscriber to that philosophy, Sal.
Yeah, I am.
And there's an interesting conversation around if you're a woman who menstruates, how to plan your exercise around your cycle, because it's not just for elite athletes. This notion is
super interesting.
We're talking hormones and their interplay. So that'll
be nice. Very interesting. Also coming up, as a nation, we love to pop our vitamins on a daily basis. And Irina Rudnikov is a health and wellness spokesperson who joins us to tell us about liposomal vitamin, the benefits of liposomal.
New technology, Jo and Sal. This is where there is a concentrated liquid form. A liposomal basically means it's fat soluble. So we're looking here at smaller doses absorbed from the mouth, which is a new innovation in many of these nutrients.
Interesting. And here's a bit of fun. There does seem like there's a bit of a national day for pretty much everything. So we have just celebrated National Lipstick Day, which might make you laugh, but I tell you what, I remember my nana always said, never leave the house without lipstick, because it just makes you feel like you're ready to take on the world. So, you know, lipstick it's got a long history.
I think I like this National Lipstick Day. Why not?
Come on, Sal. National Lasagna Day yesterday.
Ah, that too.
When are they going to have a National Pie Day, Sal?
I think let's do them both. Well, Jade Kisnorbo, our resident House of Wellness beauty guru, is going to join us to talk all things lipstick. As always, give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you might have to support your health, what to eat, supplements to take. If you've got a symptom that's bothering you, give us a call right now, 131 873. Next up, how we can get motivated to move.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get LifeSpace probiotics at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131 873 is our number. Give us a call right now if you have questions to support your health. But first up, I have to say, I always have the best of intentions to exercise, but when it's cold, I do find it very hard to get outdoors and move my body. So I need some help. And joining us on the line is Victoria Little, a House of Wellness TV fitness presenter and studio director of Extend Bar Bayside in Melbourne's Hampton. Good morning there, Victoria.
Good morning, Jo. Thanks for having me.
Oh, so can you help me with my motivation?
Yeah,
can you give me some?
I can. Look, just because I'm a fitness instructor, it doesn't mean that I'm motivated all the time. I like to use little sort of snippets of time when I'm not feeling motivated. So it's important not to think too far ahead. Maybe if you wake up in the morning, you think, okay, I'm feeling like I want to stay in bed. Maybe I'll just get up and have a shower. When you're out the shower, okay, maybe I'll put my gym stuff on. When your gym stuff is on, okay, what do I feel like? Oh, yeah, I could do a workout, or maybe I'm not feeling so great. Maybe I'll just take a walk. But taking those little steps just makes it a little bit easier to sort of compartmentalize in your brain of, you know, not worrying too far ahead about what's going to happen.
Oh, I like that.
Do you think we should be relying more on habit maybe than motivation? And also, I'm a bit of a fan of leaning on someone, and by that I mean organizing to meet someone, because I know I won't let them down. I'll talk myself out of exercising for me, but I won't let anyone else down.
Definitely. It's really great to have someone, like you said, you're not going to let them down. Whereas we can be a bit tough on ourselves. We can sort of say, oh, I'm going to do a workout and then not do it. But if there's someone waiting for you to go for a walk, or you know that they're going to be waiting at that class and sort of wondering where you are, you're going to show up for them. And it's also about being time poor. We're so time poor these days. Meeting your friend is killing two birds with one stone. You're getting your exercise in and you're socializing. You're spending time. You're making friendships, even new friendships that you might make at a new studio, building that community. It's really important for your body to do that exercise, but for your brain, for your mind, for your mental health, to be with people and to socialise as well. So, like I said, it kills two birds with one stone.
Victoria, in your studio in Hampton with your classes, what percentage of people actually are a meet-and-greet type class? So how many people do you find in your class that say, OK, I'll see you later in the week or I'll see you next week? Is that what you try and develop to get a bit of teamwork going and have people come and enjoy the experience?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, as a business owner, it's great if I have one person come to class, but it's even better if I have two. So it's good for me. It's good for them. And we don't just have to have someone that you already know. A lot of our clients have come to the studio sort of on their own, not really knowing anyone, and have built relationships within the studio. I just recently had a group of ladies who didn't know each other before coming to class. They sort of went to Central Australia and did a walk together for sort of four
well
or five days.
Yes.
It was really so nice to see these women connecting and finding a passion for fitness together and you know, moving on away from the studio and doing something on their own and taking control. It was awesome.
Good work.
Victoria, you've got a method called the 5-6-7-8 method. Can you talk us through this?
Yeah, so the 5-6-7-8 method is a sort of dancer's method. When, as a professional dancer previously, sometimes you'd be in an audition or, you know, it's now or never. You have to just do it. Even if you don't know the moves, you have to kind of fake it till you make it, really. 5-6-7-8 is how we prepare to start our dancing and our movement. And it kind of almost just switches off everything else. You've got 4 seconds and you have to go. So when you're feeling a little bit unmotivated, maybe just say to yourself, oh, 5-6-7-8, right, I'm going. And there's no time to sort of think or get those negative sort of thoughts into your head, creeping into your head. You just do it.
I love that. I can see myself at the traffic lights. 5-6-7-8. Off I go. I think that's really great. Makes me feel instantly perky. I've got to ask you, Victoria. We're talking about, you know, there are a lot of sort of fads in and around exercise, but this is one that I'm really interested in. It's called cycle syncing, which is about unlocking the power of your period and matching your workouts to where you are in your cycle, sort of based on, you know, the fact that estrogen is a motivating hormone. What can you tell us about how we can actually sort of sync our exercise with our cycle?
Yeah, so cycle syncing is a lot of athletes use it to, like you said, use the hormone, especially the estrogen, which sort of peaks at around the middle of our cycle, to best effect for training. So when your motivation is high, when your estrogen is high, but also you're going to get the best results sort of for muscle building and endurance and things like that. That being said, we can use it as sort of day-to-day women for sure, but not everyone has a typical cycle. You know, sometimes at the beginning of your cycles, those first couple of days on your period, they might be heavy, especially people with endometriosis or polycystic ovary syndrome. So it's important to understand that, yes, we can definitely work cycle syncing into our, you know, everyday lives as sort of regular women, but to listen to your body. If your motivation is low and you're just feeling super gross from, you know, being on your period, go for a walk, do some gentle stretching, especially if you're cramping. It definitely can help with sort of mood and those symptoms that you might get with your period. So it's, yeah, it's really important to listen to your body and know that not everyone has that typical cycle. Sometimes the hormones are going to be different at different times of the month, but it's definitely something you can speak to either your trainer about or your doctor if they have a sort of exercise background to incorporate into your training scheme and use that cycle for best effect.
And what about if you're at the other end of that journey, women going through menopause? Is there anything that they need to be aware of?
Yeah, definitely. It's awesome that it's becoming more apparent of women going through the menopause, what they're going through, and even perimenopausal women as well. A lot of the time, there's that brain fog, a little bit of sort of maybe confusion, and the hormones are just going a little bit haywire. So it's really important to keep exercising to support all of those hormones. A lot of women, as they get older, they might not want to do that sort of high intensity cardio blasting, but it's really important if you can to keep resistance training, either body weight or lifting weights. Sometimes women might see that as a younger person's thing to do, but it's really great to keep that bone density high so that as you move through the menopause, you're keeping strong and fit and healthy. Mm,
exactly what you were saying earlier. So super important. Yeah. Thank you so much, Victoria. We can find you at extend.com.au. That's extend.com.au. Thanks so much, Victoria.
Thank you.
You have a great Sunday. And if you're interested in more information on cycle syncing, there's a great article on houseofwellness.com.au. Let's get to a call. Hi there, Kathleen in Hampton.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
How can we help?
Look, I have fibromyalgia. And I've had that. I've been diagnosed for the past sort of 3 years, but I think I've had it for quite some time. I have a wonderful GP in Bayside, and she has put me on a few things. But one of the things that I've tried, and it was suggested through you, I think, was PEA. I've been on it for about six or seven weeks, and I think it's helping. I'm just desperate for anything to help. And I just wondered about your thoughts on that and any other suggestions to help, because life is difficult every day.
Well, fibromyalgia is just something that's really becomes intolerable after a while, Kathleen. So hopefully your helpful GP has given you some thoughts that if pain gets to a certain extent, then you go back to him or her and get some something to dramatically reduce the inflammation. But PEA, which is an abbreviation, Joe, palmitoyl ethanolamide, no wonder we call it PEA, is an analgesic. It's a fat-soluble analgesic, which works very well for nerve pain. And if you're getting relief, Kathleen, whilst trying to live with your fibromyalgia with PEA, that's wonderful news, because it just gives you the quality of life you seek. It's fine to take long term. It works very well with turmeric, you can run that alongside. And some people also find lipoic acid works well for that nerve pain. But don't swap around with all sorts of things. If it's giving you relief, stay with it. Focus on anti-inflammatory food, which Sal will just briefly mention, and just try and just push that fibromyalgia pain into the background.
Yeah, I think GQ's right. Dark leafy green veggies, sweet potato, you want to try and avoid, obviously, like alcohol, caffeine, sugar, all those things that tend to inflame the body.
All the best there, Kathleen. Mm. Keep your calls coming, 131 873. We will get to your calls next.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
A new way to vitamin has dropped. Melrose Liposomal Vitamin Range combines the latest in nutrient delivery technology in convenient liquid form for high bioavailability and rapid absorption that starts in the mouth. Developed with a range of essential vitamins and minerals to support general health and well-being, Melrose Liposomal Range is an innovative and convenient way to get the most from your supplements, so you reap the benefits of every drop. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Melrose Liposomal Range at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeter, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. 131-873 is our number. Neil in Liverpool, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, well, how can we help?
Good, good. I've got a quick question, Doctor. Yeah. I've got a genetic arterial vascular malformation in my lower arm, mm-hmm. which I've suffered for the last 50 years. I've got chronic pain. Mm-hmm. And I heard you mention with the previous caller about some PEA supplement yes. as a pain-killing agent.
Yes.
I've only recently been given some pain management, mm-hmm. which is melatonin and duloxetine.
Yes.
So I've only just started taking that, but I'm just thinking long-term, is there something I could take with less harm?
Well,
my condition.
Let's hope that the medications you've been given by your doctor make a difference to you, Neil, because it is important that this be controlled. But if it's nerve pain, certainly. Look, the classic three are turmeric, amazing, PEA, certainly, and lipoic acid. Those three things can certainly be blended with the medications you've got. But in fairness to your prescribing doctor, use that first and report back and let them know how you're feeling. And if you need a little more help as far as blending the others in, just drop me an email, houseofwellness.com.au. There's an ask tab there, and I'll make some suggestions how we gently introduce. But let's give it a try first on those things that the doctor has suggested.
Mm. I've had multiple angiograms without 100% success.
Yes.
So the pain, comes back after a few months.
Yes.
And it's quite chronic at the moment.
Yes. Well, it's important that it be controlled. So if you've got your doctor's looking after you well, that's terrific, because it's all about quality of life at the end of the day.
Mm. And how often do we hear from people living with chronic pain?
Yes.
It's such a common experience.
Yeah.
Here's something I've not heard of before, mm-hmm. actually. Anhedonia. Gerald, we were talking about it before the show this morning. It's
a
particular kind of symptom of depression and other mental health disorders.
It's where, Jo, you lose interest. In fact, you just have zero interest in things that you previously enjoyed doing. That might be, we've talked exercise. Suddenly you just say, that's exercise, I'm done for that. If exercise was something that you enjoyed, and there's a certain amount, I think, of relationship here with long COVID, which I'm actually speaking at a conference later this morning on long COVID here in Melbourne. It's one of the ongoing troublesome, almost mental health symptoms associated with a viral infection like COVID. So what we're looking for here, if you've got someone in your life who is just starting to withdraw from things that were previously really enjoyable.
So just there's no joy.
No. Joy. And each of us responds to joy in a different way. But happiness, there are some things that have been well identified. One is vitamin D. Now, we get told vitamin D is good for your bones. It's amazing for mental health as well and for brain function. And just go and get some vitamin D and have your levels tested, and Sal will give us some vitamin D-containing foods. And the other thing is quality sleep. We just dismiss sleep as something that we don't have time for. It is so very important. So vitamin D, 2,000 units every day, and that might have to change depending on your levels, but it's identifying first. And so vitamin D foods and perhaps some things to help get us to sleep?
Yeah, vitamin D foods, mushroom, egg yolk, salmon, they're kind of your big ones. Liver, obviously, I know not a lot of people are big fans of liver.
Pate.
But I agree with you, GQ, about sleep. Mm. It cannot be, but deep sleep, quality sleep, not the kind of toss and turn. That cannot be underestimated on its effect overall.
Mm, yes. Absolutely.
And anhedonia and sleep is more a problem in teenagers, which is very important at the moment, because they've got enough stress in their lives with with exams and whatever.
They really do. And if you are a carer of a teenager and you're watching your child withdraw, that's very concerning. And you worry and you feel like you don't know where to turn.
Yes, yes.
Imagine if, like, just a daily vitamin D, if you can get that into your teen, and that might help.
Yes, but get vitamin D levels checked when it's appropriate, when it's convenient. But that's a good, gentle way to start.
Mm. For more information, head along to houseofwellness.com.au. Keep your calls coming, 131873. Next up, a unique way to ingest vitamins.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Is someone you care for in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease? Try Suvenade from Chemist Warehouse. Suvenade is a medical drink that nutritionally supports memory function in early Alzheimer's disease. Backed by 20 years of research, it has a unique combination of nutrients to support the growth of brain connections. Suvenade is a food for special medical purposes. Use under medical supervision. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Suvenade at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, thousands of Australians take a vitamin supplement every day, and this morning we look at an alternative to the traditional tablets and capsules out there. And joining us on the line is Irina Rudnikov, a health and wellness spokesperson, to explain some lifestyle options with this. Good morning, Irina.
Good morning.
So many of us are used to ingesting our vitamins in tablet form, but there are alternatives out there.
Yes, there are the traditional forms of vitamins that many of us use, but another alternative is to look for a liposomal vitamin, which is a vitamin available in a liquid form and uses a nutrient delivery technology. So this is a way to support your body's nutritional needs.
So can you explain how the liposomal vitamin works?
Of course. It's a unique nutrient delivery technology which allows for greater absorption. So liposomes are small vessels made up of phospholipids, which are designed to carry nutrients in a protective barrier directly to the cells within the body. So the phospholipids protect the nutrients from the harsh environment of the digestive tract, which ensures efficiency and rapid absorption by the target itself.
Irina, you have in amongst this range nicotinamide riboside. Can you tell us a bit about that? What does it do? We hear it advertised every now and again in various ways. What is the benefit of taking that?
Sure. Nicotinamide riboside is a unique form of vitamin B3, which has been shown to boost and replenish levels of a coenzyme called NAD plus in the body. We need NAD plus for everyday basic functions, so like eating, breathing, sleeping, and moving. But as we age, the demand for the NAD plus is higher than the amount available in our body. And nicotinamide riboside helps to restore and the depleted NAD levels, which in turn helps to support energy and overall general well-being.
I didn't realise I needed NAD plus, and obviously there are days when I'm like, give me some more.
Is that what's been happening?
And nicotinamide, Irina, is part of the B3 group, isn't it? Part of the B group.
That's right, but vitamin B3 group, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So tell us, what are the advantages of this liposomal vitamin? Why is this somehow, you know, it's an alternative, but what are the benefits?
Well, the format doesn't go through the digestive system, and therefore it doesn't degrade the nutrients in the acidic environment of the digestive tract. So this essentially means that we're absorbing more of the nutrients.
And how do we take it?
It's very convenient. You can take it in liquid form, simply three, you know, pumps under the tongue daily, which is a great option for those that are on the go or who cannot or do not like to swallow tablets. And for those who have sensitive stomachs.
Now, I've only got a little tongue compared to others. What about for those people who just can't squirt it under their tongue? Can it just be squirted into the mouth?
Yes, it can, definitely.
Because, you know, that's often a reason people say, I couldn't do that. Mm. So they don't give it a try.
But it is a great option because some people can't swallow tablets.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, young people?
Yes.
Is it appropriate for children?
Well, there will be... Look, well, not nicotinamide, because they're generating plenty, so that's not an issue. But there are other...
It's just us oldies. Yes. Just, well, is what he's saying.
No, that's... Sal, look, if that's the way you feel, Sal, that's important. But what we're doing here, when you swallow something, you lose pretty well half of it as it goes through your liver. Mm. And as Irina explained, if you can bypass that, which is absorption from your mouth, and that technology's been around for a long, long time in medications, think Angenine and the things that we use for preventing angina, this relies on that absorption from your mouth called the buccal cavity, and you get an endorsed effect pretty well.
Very interesting. Thank you so much, Irina.
Thank you very much.
Have a great Sunday. Let's get to a call. Hi there, Kathy in Blairgowrie.
Hello, Kathy.
Hello. So I just need a bit of help. I've had sciatica this week.
Okay.
I actually spent a day in hospital because even my husband couldn't lift me up. Oh, I had to get an ambulance.
Oh.
I was only given painkillers. In the end, come and get me and take me home.
Mm.
It's subsiding, but I've still got not a great lot of feeling in my ankle.
Mm.
The pain is still there, and I'm pretty careful about what I do, but I'm active, so
it's annoying. Yeah, Kathy, this pain that you feel in your ankle actually comes from your lower spine. So it shows that there's pressure on a nerve, the sciatic nerve, which goes down through your buttock, down the back of your leg to your lower leg. You're going to have to see perhaps a physio or chiropractor and just check your spinal alignment. There's an issue there. The pain relief is very short term. A lot of the pain relief that's prescribed these days is pretty well useless. So we're talking about anti-inflammatories. You can use the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory that you can talk to the pharmacist about. Things like ibuprofen and others are the safer options there. Turmeric is also useful, but until that alignment is checked, so chiropractor, physiotherapist, whatever therapist that you can get locally, go and have that checked out, because it's not going to improve unless you get that checked.
All the best with that, Kathy. Next up, the pick-me-up that millions of people reach for every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Worried about falling sick as the weather changes? Try LifeSpace Immune Support Probiotic, Australia's number one probiotics brand. It helps maintain beneficial intestinal flora, supports immune system health, and reduces common cold symptoms. LifeSpace Immune Support Probiotic, 60 capsules from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Value data sourced from Circana Market Edge, MAT 21st of May 2023, based on data definitions provided by Evolution Health. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get LifeSpace Probiotics at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, it's something that is so commonplace, I bet we never even really think about it, but the history of lipstick has been surrounded by controversy. I didn't know this, but a little bit of research showed me that it's linked to ancient witchcraft, to Queen Victoria, considering that it was just too impolite to wear. So, thank goodness those...
Just some lipstick.
I know. But thank goodness those days are gone. And in our celebration of National Lipstick Day, which was yesterday, we've invited our resident House of Wellness beauty guru, Jade Kisnorbo. Oh, excuse me, Jade. Sorry, Jade Kisnorbo to join us. Hi there, Jade.
Hi. It's
happy National Lipstick Day to you for yesterday. You know, Jade, I actually genuinely feel a lift when I wear a bright red lipstick. Is that common, do you think? And why? What's going on for me?
It is, and you always look fabulous with that bright lip. I think it just lifts our mood instantly, makes you feel almost put together, and for that day, you can just take on anything. I'm not really a red lip girl, but I always love my nude lipstick on.
Yeah,
so I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's something about it that's almost like a finishing touch. Jade, you did a story, an Insta story, a TikTok story for House of Wellness socials. Talk us through the steps to applying lipstick.
We did. So you can check that out on TikTok. I guess it's always making sure your lips are prepped. So a lot of people, when you've got, excuse my voice, by the way, I'm heading to the Logies today and my voice is not serving me well. But it is really about the lips and preparing them and making sure there's no flakiness. So you either use a lip mask or a lip scrub, and then going in with either a lipstick, lip liner, or kind of like a long wear lip sheet, and just popping it on, starting at the cupid's bow, and then connecting it to the rest of the lips. But it works really well. Doesn't matter if it's a lip liner, whatever your secret weapon is, just start at the cupid's bow always.
Jade, I have a question which is on everybody's lips. Boom, boom. What colour lipstick will Sam Pang be wearing tonight?
At the Logies.
I'm guessing just a nice natural balm.
It'll be one of those nude ones, I bet.
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
What are the hottest looks for the Logies tonight?
Well, a red lip for me, it always looks beautiful. Depends on what you wear, depends on kind of your skin tone, what lip you choose. But I do think red is quite timeless. For my clients, what I'm picking is a really beautiful blushy nude. I think at the moment, nudes, we know are really hard to find. So it's either too light, too dark. Right now, really, the ones that are trending, it's like a blushy nude. So kind of pink undertone works really well with great blushy cheeks. So that's my little pick that I'll be doing today.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I know this is probably an obvious question, but I seem to find that lipstick seems to it disappears. It's almost like they eat it. How do we keep it on for longer?
You know what? I mean, that's why I probably have a job. I agree. I think starting with a lip liner is always going to help. So even if you line your entire lips, that really sets it. And great brands, I mean, Maybelline, L'Oreal, Revlon, they have devised, and I don't know how, these lip products that actually last the test of time. So up to 16 hours, a lot of them have long wear. Excuse the...
yes, we know where you are.
We did so well until that point.
That's all right. As long as it's not your flight, they're calling, yes. Jade. That's the important part. I wonder how many blokes head off to something, which I did on Friday night, and their wife pops their lipstick into their pocket. Yes. So you become the bloke becomes the lipstick carrier. Now, is there a market for a little lipstick container that we chaps can carry?
You know what? That is actually great, Joe, because I need a business. I think that's a great place to
be. There you go.
I love it.
Thank
I
you.
Love it, Gerald. Just quickly before you get on that flight there, Jade, what are the lip products that you are loving right now that are affordable?
I am loving a lot, and I think the one in particular, I've narrowed it down to three. The Maybelline Super C Vinyl Ink just launched. It's actually a gloss. So it's a gloss that lasts. And that's very rare because normally it's a matte. Then there's Revlon Colorstay Blushing Nude Shade. It's a perfect nude. And also the L'Oreal Color Rich Matte Lip Liner. So there's three parts to it. Lipstick, longwear, lip liners.
Sounds wonderful. Well, you have a great time at the Logies. We're looking with much interest at those beautifully made up stars, aren't we, Sal?
Yep.
Rest the voice on the way up.
Yes, that's right. Thank you so much, Jade.
Thanks.
It's wonderful to hear from all of our callers this morning. I think we've got time for one more. Hi there, Gwen in Vaucluse.
Good morning, Gwen. How can we help you?
Oh, please, I hope so. I had a cataract taken out 2 years ago on the right eye.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back to the eye specialist, they said they damaged the nerve in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm blind in that eye.
Yes.
But I've got also glaucoma.
Yes.
And now, in the last 3-4 months, I've been going back to doctors, but I'm not getting any help.
Mm-hmm.
If I turn right or left, I'm getting a blurredness from that eye and very, very sore eye. The whole eye itself, the white part of the eye, is very sore.
Now, what we're doing, you've been well advised, Gwen, which is terrific. The important nutrient here is vitamin C, and you can get a vitamin C with bioflavonoids, which are the richly coloured parts of fruits and vegetables. And Sal's probably got 2 or 3 favourite brightly coloured lips, fruits and vegetables that you can have as well. And that's your nutritional input to maintain the eye health that you've got. So what are your top 3, Sal?
Probably like citrus, capsicum, definitely strawberries. I think they're probably perfect, but citrus is really strong. Any of your kiwi, lemon, grapefruit, they're all strong.
Mm. What about mandarines? They're amazing at the moment.
Eat in season. They're so affordable, and they taste amazing.
Yeah, they do.
Red wine's always in season.
thanks as always to our friend, to our callers, I should say. Houseofwellness.com.au is the website to the Ask tab if you are unable to get your call answered today. Houseofwellness.com.au. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
A new weight of vitamin has dropped. Melrose Liposomal Vitamin Range combines the latest in nutrient delivery technology in convenient liquid form for high bioavailability and rapid absorption that starts in the mouth. Developed with a range of essential vitamins and minerals to support general health and well-being, Melrose Liposomal Range is an innovative and convenient way to get the most from your supplements so you reap the benefits of every drop. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Melrose Liposomal Range at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, it's been a lovely hour spent with the two of you. Gerald, you're off to do something interesting today.
I'm attending and speaking at a long COVID conference by the Australian College of Nutritional and Environmental Medicine. That's in Melbourne. And this has been a whole weekend where there's been an absolute focus on long COVID because we're still trying to understand all the ramifications that this brings. And hopefully at the end, there'll be a series of recommendations that we can actually publish. So that's
it's a real thing, right? Like, I think a lot of people have felt like they've not been heard when they've said that.
There's a lot of that, particularly at the start, Joe. They were told, go away, grow up, and it'll just get better. Well, it's not.
I know. And it's not fair to be suffering in silence like that. So hopefully share with us those recommendations.
Yeah. So it's why I frocked up in the suit today, Sal, because I knew you were coming. And I thought I'd just frock up.
Fancy.
So do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a crack at making your incredible little snacks that were the chickpeas with dark chocolate.
Oh,
I'm fascinated.
Joe, they are fantastic. I promise you, you will love them. Let me know how you go.
So what are you? We're frying up the chickpeas and then putting it in?
Yeah, you just air fry them. You just put them in the air fryer. They come out crispy, then you just dip them in melted chocolate.
It's a revelation to me.
I know. Who knew chickpeas could be so tasty outside of hummus?
Well, we love hummus as well. It's been lovely to spend this hour with you. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au for more information. As always, we say thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you all next week.